then there's something else that characterizes him. Verse 13 in Psalm 10 reveals, "Wherefore doth the wicked despise God? He hath said in his heart, Thou wilt not require it." Now, he not only doesn't believe in God, but he despises him. And it's very interesting to despise somebody that doesn't exist. But apparently, he'd have to exist to build up this kind of bitterness and hatred. But what he says here, "Thou wilt not require it," what he's saying, there is no judgment. And that, of course, is the position of men today. Great multitude of people are now emerging in our contemporary culture who are saying there is no God, or if he is, he's too far away for them to bother with him, and that there's not going to be any judgment. And that is the position that many, of course, today take. And when you take that position, then anything goes. And, of course, that's that philosophy that's back of the fact there ought not to be any kind of punishment or any kind of prisons or anything for criminals. And they say that the methods used today do not reform criminals. Whoever said that the purpose of the prisons and punishment was to reform? It never was. The purpose of it is to deter crime. That's the reason that God gave that. And judgment is coming. It's inevitable upon the earth. The closer we get to it, the less man believes in it. These are remarkable psalms, friends, because they amplify a great many truths that you get historically and prophetically in other portions of the Word. Now, will you notice as you move on down in this psalm here, verse 18, and I go right to the end, "To judge the fatherless and the oppressed, that the man of the earth may no more oppress." The man of the earth, that's Antichrist. "You see the wicked with pride of countenance, will not seek God, all of his thoughts are, there's no God." And we find that they deny the Father and the Son. And we find in all of this, what can man do? "His ways are always grievous. Thy judgments are far above, out of his sight. As for all his enemies, he puffeth at them. He hath said in his heart, I shall not be moved, for I shall never be in adversity." That's man today, as he boasts of his prosperity. And that the fact he does not need God today.